Layer 716, 1940 timeline. The panel reads, "The Arsenal of Democracy. We must be the great arsenal of democracy. For us, this is an emergency as serious as war itself. We must apply ourselves to our task with the same resolution, the same sense of urgency, the same spirit of patriotism and sacrifice as we would show were we at war." Franklin Roosevelt, Fireside Chat, December 29, 1940. During the fall of 1939, FDR worked to loosen the grip of America's neutrality acts, which barred U.S. weapon sales to warring nations. He sought to find a way to sell arms to Great Britain and France. In November, Congress voted to permit weapon sales to belligerent nations, but only if the goods were purchased with cash and transported in foreign ships. In the spring of 1940, German armies swept across Denmark, Norway, the Netherlands, and Belgium. In June, France collapsed. Suddenly, Britain stood alone. FDR responded by increasing military spending and supporting a peacetime draft. He arranged a deal to give Britain 50 aged American destroyers in exchange for leases to British bases in the Atlantic, and he continued selling Britain arms despite warnings that America's own military was under-equipped. In December, he declared America must be the great arsenal of democracy. Descriptions of both international and American events over the course of 1940 line the wall. The timeline reads, International, 1940. April 9th, Germany invades Norway and Denmark. April 10th, Denmark surrenders to Germany. May 10th, Germany invades Belgium, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, and France. Winston Churchill becomes Prime Minister of Great Britain. May 14th, the Netherlands surrenders to Germany. May 26th through June 3rd, British troops that had been sent to fight the Germans are evacuated from the European continent at Dunkirk. May 28th, Belgium surrenders to Germany. June 2nd, Allies withdraw from Norway. June 10th, Italy declares war on France and Great Britain. June 21st, Italy invades France. June 22nd, France signs an armistice with Germany. July 10th, Hitler begins an air war to gain air superiority over England and enable Germany to invade the British Isles. Churchill calls the offensive the Battle of Britain. August 4th, Italy invades British Somaliland. Germany begins bombing attacks against British cities. The Blitz continues until May 1941. September 12th, Italy invades Egypt. September 17th, unable to establish air superiority in the Battle of Britain, Hitler decides to postpone an invasion of Great Britain. September 22nd, Japan occupies northern French Indochina. September 27th, Japan joins Germany and Italy in a mutual defense agreement called the Tripartite Pact. October 7th, German troops enter Romania. October 28th, Italy invades Greece. December, Britain launches an offensive against Italian forces in North Africa. American, May 16th. In a May 16th address to Congress, Roosevelt calls for large increases in defense spending and production of 50,000 warplanes a year. June 20th, FDR appoints two prominent Republicans to his cabinet, Secretary of War Henry L. Stimson and Secretary of the Navy Frank Knox. July, at the Havana Conference, the United States and several South American nations agree to work together to prevent Axis acquisition of British, French, or Dutch colonies in the Americas. Congress approves an act authorizing the creation of a two-ocean navy. September. The America First Committee is formed. It becomes the chief isolationist organization opposing FDR's efforts to aid Great Britain and the Soviet Union. By 1941, membership exceeds 800,000. September 2nd, FDR completes a deal to give 50 old destroyers to Great Britain in exchange for leases to British military bases in the Atlantic. September 16th, FDR signs the Selective Service Act, creating America's first peacetime military draft. September 26th, the United States bans sales of iron and steel scrap and high-octane gasoline to Japan. November 5th, Franklin Roosevelt elected to a third term as president. December 29th, President Roosevelt announces the United States will become the world's arsenal of democracy. You'll now be redirected back to wherever you left off in the base message.